Penguin Random House Audio presents Eleanor Roosevelt, The War Years and After, Volume 3, 1939 to 1962, by Blanche Wiesen Cook. Read for you by Eliza Foss. Introduction. Lady Greatheart. Admired and beloved, scorned and reviled, influential, controversial, and timeless, Eleanor Roosevelt changed history. As First Lady in wartime, she insisted on civil rights, liberty, democracy, and economic security for all. While President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was obligated to Southern Democrats for support against mostly isolationist Republicans and therefore needed to juggle, he allowed his wife a measure of independence regarding domestic issues. As educator, journalist, and prescient activist public citizen, E.R. had a profound and enduring impact. She was a democratic socialist, or social democrat, who believed all change required a vigorous, informed, popular movement. She and her allies introduced the debates that offered hope for the future then and that still do today as struggles for peace and freedom, democracy and justice, dignity and human rights continue worldwide. She crossed class and race divides, built bridges, and forged remarkable friendships. The playwright, journalist, and Republican Congresswoman Claire Booth Luce noted that E.R. was among the world's best-loved women for many reasons, but above all, no woman has ever so comforted the distressed or distressed the comfortable. The African-American poet, activist, teacher, and priest, Dr. Pauli Murray, called a firebrand by E.R., was inspired by their friendship and described how E.R. modeled what women could do. E.R., she wrote, was not only the first lady of the world, she was also the mother of the women's revolution. Everywhere she went, E.R. offered hope. Her interest and concern empowered impoverished communities and healed the wounded. "Tell me," she asked, "what do you want? What do you need?" She traveled to war zones as cannons blazed and bombs fell, visited hospitals in every state and factories and mines, both at home and abroad. She identified with and worked especially for people in want, in need, in trouble. In the miseries of those in pain or in need, she saw the sufferings of her own parents and sought to alleviate them. Forever hurt by her mother's disregard, E.R. remained devoted to an illusory, alcoholic father. Her mother died at 29 when Eleanor was 8. Her father died 2 years later at 34. During these solemn years, she lived with her grandmother and her difficult uncles and aunts. E.R. remained forever haunted by the ravages of alcoholism, a family disease. At 15, she was released from her gloomy, lonely childhood when she embarked on a 3-year journey of study and travel under the tutelage of Marie Souvestre, brilliant headmistress of the Allenswood Academy in England. Souvestre recognized her many talents, and she experienced attention and admiration for the first time. Attention and admiration were the things throughout all my childhood that I most wanted, because I was made to feel so conscious of the fact that nothing about me would attract attention or would bring me admiration. Her mother called her Granny when she was 6 and told her that she was so plain she had best develop manners. E.R. was haunted by those words of shame. But at Allenswood, she learned self-worth, and it changed her life. French-speaking upon arrival, she was an ardent student and was encouraged to be creative, independent, and bold. She was a popular leader among her classmates and Marie Souvestre's special favorite, and her confidence grew and her eager spirit flourished. She excelled at music and became proficient at playing the piano and violin. She quickly demonstrated her gift for languages by mastering German and Italian. She danced and played games and enjoyed sports and competition. To the end of her life, she credited her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?